I started out in sixth grade, and you know, I was doing great in school, and a straight A student. I was doing good, and then I started hanging out with friends that wanted to have sex, and you know, and I started to give into that. And
well, now wait a minute. What friends are we talking about? Male, female?
Both. Male, you know, I'd hang out with some weekends, and we'd go to the mall, hang out, and then once they see a girl or something, like, you know, look at her, you know, check her out, hook up with her or something. And, you know, I come from a really, really, really good family, and I don't want to ruin that. I don't know how to explain it very well. I need some clarification on how to go to school and be more clean. I don't want to go to school and look at every girl and say, you know, check her out. You know, she's cute. I'd like to hook up with her.
I'm with you all the way, by the way. Agree totally, wholeheartedly, but why not?
I come from a Christian family.
Mm-hmm.
I go to church every Wednesday, every Sunday. You know, I talked to my pastor about this too, and it just seems like I want to be healthy. You know, I went through a purity class where I have a ring that says I am not going to have sex till I'm married. You know, I've gotten close to that, and I don't want to get that close again.
What's your pastor tell you?
So basically he said, bounce your thoughts, bounce your eyes, maybe find some new friends. And I've tried that. I mean, talking to them is fine.
You know, I think it's a good thing for you to talk with females about this. Not every one, not every five, but two or three, four girls that you respect, who aren't just using their body to get a guy and hop in the sack thinking that they'll keep him. You need to be around some women, or girls, if you will, who think like you think. I do not want to be controlled by lust. A woman is far more than her body parts. It's her soul. It's the beauty of who she is on the inside. It's not just these other things. Go ahead.
You know, and I've always heard that girls are trouble. Girls have cooties. Don't mess with them and this and that. I can't get away. It is so hard for me to be clean, and that's why I call this, because I need some help. You know, I want to have those friends, and I want to have a social life, but not to the point where I'm going to have sex every night. I don't, you know, I don't know what else to do.
You think that you're the only one walking around being a virgin waiting till you're married to have sex. You are not. That's a lie. When you believe that, that's a lie. Secondly, that there are no women you can talk to about this who will help hold you accountable. And women don't understand it very much, but they can help hold you accountable to that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Also, you need to get like your youth pastor at your church or someone you really respect to hold you accountable and say, okay, how'd it go today?
Or, you know, to me too. And
they talk to you, they call it bouncing, you're diverting your eyes.
Yep, bouncing thoughts, bouncing your eyes.
First look I can do nothing about, but the second, third, and fourth I can.
You know, I don't even know what to do. And that's to the point where, you know, I thought about suicide, and I don't.
Don't let this turn you into suicide. You need intense counseling to get to the bottom. The fact that you would call me tonight is pretty doggone exciting.
Well, I needed some background, you know. Dawson, I listen to you every day. And
you called the right place. No one's beating you up here.
Yeah.
Right?
I shouldn't want that to happen.
There's a big book about lust called Every Man's Battle.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're not alone in this battle.
Right. And that's what I've been told, too, is my pastor's like, talk to somebody who has the same problems as you, you know? And
well, someone who has the same problem but wants to do something about it.
Right.
You don't need to be talking to somebody and hanging around somebody that just says, how many women can I get this week?
Right.
Rather, how many women can I show love to this week is a different story.
Correct.
Tell you what, let's do. Let me send you to a hope coach and see if we can't get you started on this.
Okay.
You have deep needs, but that doesn't turn you into a dirty person. If you were wanting to just be a dirty person, you wouldn't be calling me talking about all this.
Right.
You are saying by your phone call that you want to be a different person, and you called in with a lot of courage, a lot of guts, and honesty, and we're proud of you. And with that kind of an attitude, you will get through this. You will get a healthy self-esteem. Now, will you always fight with it? Yeah, probably until the day you die, every man's battle. But you can get a day-by-day victory.